this video we describe how to construct the Lonnie triangulations for billions of points on a household laptop using a streaming computation. Here is a visualization of our software as it triangulates 500 million terrain points. Less than 100,000 triangles, only those rendered here, are in memory at any time. We immediately output any triangle that is guaranteed to be in the final triangulation. We derive such guarantees from spatial finalization tags that we add to the points in the pre-process. These finalization tags tell us which areas are free of future points. We implement this in form of an evolving quadtree. Only blue quadtree cells may receive future points. The 0.5 billion terrain points come from the NC floodplain mapping project started after Hurricane Floyd. North Carolina employed airborne LiDAR technology to scan an entire state. The laser beam is also reflected by vegetation and man-made structures. So after cleanup, the bare earth data for the Neuse River Basin alone contains 500 million points. Such data is commonly Lonnie triangulated, for example to create digital elevation maps. Standard algorithms need over 36 gigabytes of memory to Lonnie triangulate 500 million points. This exceeds the main memory of most computers, even with compressed data structures. External memory algorithms store data structures that are currently not in use to disk. To avoid thrashing, they globally sort the points into a coherent order in a pre-processing step. Here is such an algorithm operating on Hilbert curve ordered points. 36 gigabytes of data structure are created and eventually paged out to disk. No results are produced until the end, when the 36 gigabytes of temporary data are read from disk and the triangulation is output. In contrast, our algorithm starts outputting final triangles immediately and then reuses the memory they occupied. Therefore, it does not store any data temporarily to disk. Our spatial finalization tags guarantee us that no future point will fall into these red circumcircles. The corresponding triangles can therefore safely be output. Only those triangles whose circumcircles intersect unfinalized space need to be kept in memory. Our pipeline consists of two simultaneously running processes. The finalizer adds spatial finalization tags to the input points and pipes the result to the triangulator. The finalizer reads the points three times. The first pass only computes a bounding box. The second pass counts how many points fall into each cell of a uniform grid. So far, no points have been stored, except one sprinkle point per cell that we explain later. The third pass temporarily accumulates points in their respective grid cell. As soon as all points of a cell have arrived, they are released as one chunk into the output stream, followed by the finalization tag for this cell. Cells containing late points can remain in memory for quite some time. This does not happen too often if the data set is spatially coherent. Here we illustrate the spatial coherence of the points of the Neuse River Basin. Each cell is color-coded by the arrival time of its first and its last point in the stream. Single-colored cells accumulate and release their points quickly. Double-colored cells need to buffer their points longer. Usually there are relatively few of those. An exception is this smaller dataset with 6 million points. The flight pattern of the airborne scanner is quite apparent. Because the scanner was still collecting points when the plane made one final pass across the terrain, many cells are double-colored. Our incremental Lonnie triangulator inserts points with a standard locate and update approach. In addition, it finds, outputs, and deallocates triangles whenever a cell's finalization tag was read. For point location, we walk from the most recent triangle. If the path leads through already deallocated triangles, we restart the walk from triangles linked with the cell that the point falls into. Occasionally this also fails and we locate brute force. On reading a finalization tag, like for this cell, we find all final triangles whose circumcircles no longer overlap any blue cell. We do not recheck triangles that are known to overlap some other cell. We do check whether circumcircles lie completely inside the finalized cell. This often avoids check-in against the remaining quadtree. When the finalizer outputs the points of a cell, it adds some randomness to the order. It also releases those sprinkle points in an adaptive manner into the stream. This avoids the danger of degenerating to quadratic runtime for adversary inputs. Our streaming pipeline turns 11 GB of double precision points in 48 minutes into a 1 billion triangle terrain using only 70 MB of memory and no temporary disk space. This is an order of magnitude faster than previous approaches. Underscoring the scalability of our approach, here we triangulate a 3x3 tiling of the Neuse River Basin, that is 4.5 billion points, more than can be counted with 32 bits. We do this in under 7 hours using 166 MB of memory on a household laptop.